This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hot hour number two kicks off right here on a somewhat, sort of, flurry-ish Wednesday. I mean, we were again supposed to get 3 feet of snow as of last Friday.
That was the rumor.
That was the speculation. As we know, rumors and speculation don't always turn out to be true.
It's true.
And in this case, doesn't look like there's going to be a major reversal in that. But again, I guess anything is possible.
Speaking of flurries.
Yes.
He's just up on
Marc
the TV pad
Andre
radio.
Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about maybe the nice listener that brought us Mick Fleury's.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait. We don't have that nice listener that would bring us Mick Fleury's?
That's a shame.
I'm sure Granddaddy does.
I'm sure they do.
I'm sure JP and B Mitch does. I'm sure the junkies do. Instead, we've got, you know, people trying to do advertisements on the radio without paying for it, without giving us anything.
It's a shame. Shame on you.
Not that I would have any of those callers that call in. Let me get a couple of tweets out before I keep forgetting. Oh, by the way, Dan Graziano of ESPN saw this a little while ago and forgot to tease it, but I'll give it to you right now. This is not exact, of course, but the NFL, according to Graziano, informed teams that the 2025 per team salary cap will fall in the range of 277.5 and 281.5. So that's a $4 million difference gap or differential gap, way up from last year's $255.4 million. So, boys and girls, what that means basically is a minimum of $22 million increase per team in the cap, and maybe a maximum of $26 million per team per cap. So if you just equate that, I'm trying to pull it up here, to say over the cap, right? Over the cap was using a base salary cap figure of... Well, either they've already updated. I don't know what they were previously using. Basically, it looks like they split the middle, which is kind of how they do things, of Graziano's report. So Graziano said minimum of what? What did he say? 277.5, maximum of 281.5. And over the cap is using right now a base salary cap of 279.5. So basically right in the middle of what Graziano reported. So if that turns out to be true, and if the numbers that, say, over the cap have, once again, the Commanders are up over 80, and again, this is based on 270.9.5. It could be slightly lower, could be slightly more. But right now, what they're saying is that the Commanders still have the third highest salary cap space at $82.2 million. And again, that's based on a $279.5 million cap. Again, Graziano reporting just within the last hour, the cap would be low end 277.5, high end 281.5. And again, over the cap is basically going right down the middle and saying, hey, if that's the number based on the numbers that they have, which is based on a bunch of media reporting and whatnot, and I'm sure they've got some sort of inside hook into the salary cap system of the Players Association or something, that basically the Commanders are still third at $82+ million. So I wanted to pass that along to you. All right, so we're going to get into some other things, but I want to just get back a couple of calls. Here's what I wanted to do. Read you a couple of tweets, right, just because I always get them, and I always forget to pile them up. Commanders Uncensored on Twitter says, Trevor Etienne is the second best running back in this class, should be available in the second round. Certainly very, very good in college at Georgia. I don't know if he's the second best. I haven't studied it close enough just yet. Athanapolis says, Draft Hampton from UNC, trust in Dr. Sabah. The unwashed masses. Ben Conti at Pat Boa 10. My guy who took what I said on JP and B Mitch's show on Friday and turned it into a sub Twitter handle called the Unwashed Masses, because I didn't want to sit with the unwashed masses at WWE SmackDown on Friday night. So I didn't. I sat in my own living room. He says, Omarion Hampton is a favorite of Dr. Sabah. He has grown on me. The Ohio State backs do intrigue me. Judkins and Henderson as well. Nihar says, any chance Ashton Jeanty lasts still in the 20s? Do you think he's a game-changing running back in the NFL? Yes. Do I think there's a chance? Yes. Do I think it's likely? No. Because you're at 29. If you were at 22, 23... I think it would be a different argument, but yeah, again, things always surprise us. All right. Willis, my guy Willis Street says, give me a game changing running back and I would look for one in the deep draft, in this deep draft class. Barkley Henry are examples of Barkley and Henry are examples of the impact that a back can have if you identify the right guy. No doubt about that. Now, again, they're in a different class amongst themselves, but at one point Saquon Barkley was treated as he's just a guy. Just a guy, even when he was drafted at number 2 overall. Max, I don't know if you remember this. But I've told this story a number of times. There were so many dopes in the media that were just aching, just clamoring for Sam Darnold to be the number 2 overall pick behind, I think it was Baker Mayfield, who was number 1, and ahead of anyone else, and certainly Saquon Barkley. And they thought the Giants, then run by Dave Gettleman, were a bunch of clueless village idiots. Now, it turned out that the Giants were a bunch of clueless village idiots.
They were right there.
But they were right there. They were right on that one, as I said they would be all along.
Yeah, I mean, Saquon's, he's proven to be. But, I mean, even when he was in New York, it was never, he was never the problem, you know?
Right, right, right. And it obviously had the torn ACL the 1 year, which knocked him out, I think, week 2. Missed the rest of that year, came back the next year. It took him a little while to get back on the bike. But listen, Saquon Barkley wasn't as dynamic in New York as he was this year in Philadelphia. Duh. The reason for that is he never had that kind of offensive line, and he never had the kind of quarterback, and he never had the kind of wide receivers to take the pressure off. And all of that works in concert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not like Saquon Barkley just became a good running back this year, but you take a good to very good running back and you make him a great running back by the support system that he has, and that's what he had. Derrick Henry was always a good to very good running back. Some would call him a great running back in Tennessee without a lot around him, right? But you then put him, never mind Lamar, you put him with Zay Flowers, you put him with Mark Andrews, you put him with a rebuilt but pretty decent offensive line, and then you put him with Lamar Jackson in the same backfield, and all of a sudden, he's going to be not good to very good, he's going to be great again. Right? And that's what happened with both of those guys. They went to the perfect system, the perfect team, the perfect surrounding cast. The Commanders are probably not going to be able to get that guy in free agency. I mean, unless your idea of that guy, and it, again, it's not mine, okay? Unless your idea of that guy is Aaron Jones. Okay. Is Najee Harris. Somebody show me something. Nick Chubb was heading that way before the severe injury. Never going to be the same. So unless they get lucky and hit a little bit of lightning in the bottle, which is possible with, you know, again, a Javonte Williams or an Alexander Mattison or somebody like that, even Amir Abdul. But Amir Abdul is 32 at this point. God, it feels like he was in college just a couple of years ago. But my point being is, unless they get lucky or fortunate, it's not happening like it did for Baltimore and Philadelphia last year. So just keep that in mind. All right, let's get back to the calls and get you guys aboard in the radio showgram. Let's go to Jonesy first up here in the leadoff spot in the second hour. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
Hey, Rooster, what's going on, man?
You what's going on, Jonesy?
As usual, man. I love it. With the big elbow. All right, 1, 2, 3, it's over. You're the new champ. All right, check this out. If I can't get me a wiggly running back that can dip through holes and make people miss, give me a bruiser back. And no more T. Higgins. I love him. But
you said a bruising back, right? I just want to make sure that I'm hearing that right.
If I can't get me a tiptoe to through the whole guy, mm-hmm. the shifty, get me a bruiser back.
Well, what I mean, ideally, shouldn't we be looking for a guy that can do both of that, right? Meaning, it shouldn't just be a shifty guy that is a paper thin, you know, a figurine, right? It should be a shifty guy who's got acceleration and burst, but also has got some physicality and some strong legs, right? And when I think of that, I start to think, okay, is Jahmyr Gibbs that? I mean, we know he's shifty. We know he's got world class speed. Is he somewhat physical? And I think the answer is yes. Now, those guys are hard to find. Again, the Lions took them at number 12, and they got just universally hammered by the draft community, and the draft community was asleep at the wheel as usual.
Indeed, but check this out, though. I mean, you mentioned Saquon Barkley and even Derrick Henry. And, I mean, being who they are with these other teams, they were hurt on their respective teams, you know, previously. But, you know, like you said, with the right stuff around them, they went from being just some old running back to the old running back. The guys, if you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to cancel out, you know, who's out there who's done it before on other teams and can't do it again somewhere else. Because one thing about a refreshed and new mind, put your body in a brand new spanking situation, we don't know what we might get. So, I'm going with the running back and no OT Higgins. I'm out.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Jonesy. Appreciate it. Let's get to Mark and Largo next up. What up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Mark, what's going on?
I think that I would go get the guy from Dallas, Rico Dowell. He's a free agent. He's actually someone who I think, because of Jaden Daniels, if you got him in space, he's a faster Austin Eckler. And I've often said, if you can get a fast running back, just like somewhat the speed of Jaden Daniels, it would add such a dimension to this team that it would be interesting. That I think if Donald were to get in space, and Dan Quinn's familiar with him, you get this kid in space, he's going to take it to the house.
Yeah,
just like you get Jaden in space, he'll take it to the house. But that being said, I would take a flyer on Aaron Jones.
So wait, before you go into that, what I'm trying to figure out is why Dowdle, like, he was over a 1,000-yard rusher last year, averaged 4.6, but only had two touchdowns. Why is the book on him so, like, kind of nondescript?
They may not use him when it comes to short yardage. And remember, Dallas Cowboys' offensive line wasn't as good last
year. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And they brought back Zeke to be the short yardage guy, and, well, that didn't work out.
Right, So that's about fair, but I just think, look, and I would bring in Aaron Jones, and I would make B-Rob compete for his job. I'm sorry. I would. Here's the deal. The first half of the season, B-Rob was B-Rob.
Yeah.
I don't know who that person was the second half of the season.
No, he's banged up. I mean, that obviously didn't help.
No, I get it, but he just he ran like he was scared.
Mm-hmm.
The Tampa game was god-awful. I mean, if you watched him in five straight games, outside of the Tennessee game,
yeah,
he was horrible in New Orleans.
Well, I think he got a talking to after that. I don't know if it was before the Tampa game or after the Tampa game. Because if you notice, right, against Detroit, he came out and he was much closer to what he was in the first half of the season. And I think there was a rumor that some of the coaches or one of the coaches or I don't remember exactly the deal. I'd have to figure that out. Got after him privately, right. You know, and said, man, you know, stop running scared, basically.
Well, see, here's the thing, Chris. You can't take chances like that this coming year,
mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm sorry. You could do that last year, and that was fine because we didn't know what we was going to have. This is why I say I would go get Aaron Jones so, you know, it could push Brian Robinson. You know, that's my honest opinion. I think Aaron Jones would be that dude. I don't know what happened to Brian, the second half of the season. I agree with you, but you can't have that. You know, the Atlanta game and the Tampa game, Jaden had to put the team on his back to win it. You know, he basically had to put the team on his back to win it. And that's not fair to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's the other thing. I still think we should make a trade to get DK Metcalf, be it John Allen or Jerome Payne, probably John Allen, see if you can get DK. Because Chris.
Yeah, we're starting to lose you. Sorry, Mark. We're starting to lose the phone call. I don't know if that would be enough of an interest to Seattle to part ways with DK Metcalf. Maybe it would because McDonald is a defensive guy. But, you know, I mean, like, there's other ways to deal with the Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne thing. Like, if you feel like you're stuck with Daron Payne because of too much dead cap money and whatever, and that there's natural talent that you want to tap into, but you don't want to lose Jonathan Allen, I mean, you could do, like, a contract extension with Jonathan Allen to lower his cap number in the final year of his deal. I can get you all of those particulars, lower it, and push off the decision and be able to keep them and hopefully bolster them. As far as Aaron Jones goes, last year, real quickly, he's 31 years old, 17 games, 255 carries, 1,138 yards is easier said, 4.5 a carry, 5 touchdowns, 51 catches, 408 as a receiver, 8 yards per reception, and 2 touchdowns. I've always liked Aaron Jones. I always have. I just don't know if... Is Aaron Jones at 31... I mean, listen, to me, he would represent an upgrade. A pretty decisive upgrade. But we do know, right, that when running backs get to, never mind 31, when they get to 28, 29, there tends to be a drop-off. Yet he played in all 17 games last year for the Vikings.
Which means he's due to not play all 17 games the next year.
I think he's from the area, too.
Is he really?
I have to double-check that. I remember thinking about that a couple of years ago when he was a free agent. I have to double check that. Hold the table on that. 222, Team 980, more of your calls coming up, including the aforementioned Dr. Sabah, Paulie, all the usual suspects. We'll get to you. 301-230-0980. Plus, there's a dream offseason scenario that was cooked up by PFF that I want to go over and figure out with you guys. And there was this wild wackadoo rumor by Golf Guy. That has nothing to do with the Commanders, but I found interesting. We'll tackle all of that coming up here in the rest of this hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's a weird time in the sports calendar. There's, the Four Nations face-off thing tomorrow night, USA-Canada, is going to be a huge thing for a lot of people that don't even watch hockey. I mean, I watch hockey all the time. It's not as big of a deal to me. I mean, it'll be great drama theater. Hopefully, it'll be a great game. We'll get more into that in a sec or in a little bit, but right now, like during the break, I'm watching an old Capitals Penguins rerun playoff game, playoff game, it looks like. Semyon Varlamov in the pipes for the Caps. You got Sergei Gonchar on defense for the Pens. Crosby, Malkin, obviously. Oh, Varley with the glove save. You got, who is it? David Steckel?
Yeah.
Was it Dave Steckel?
Yeah.
Or am I confusing that with somebody else?
No, I think, pretty sure that's right.
39, right? Taking draws. I think.
Was it
David Steckel?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know if I was confusing that with somebody else. It's just so many names. And, you know, everybody laughs at me when I can't remember a name of somebody that I, like, work with. And I'm like, are you kidding? I have to remember 4,000 names, you know, and details about contracts and teams and trades and past history and all this stuff. I mean, my brain is overloaded. All right, let's get to the aforementioned Dr. Sabah getting her roses here because everybody's all cranked up about Omarion Hampton, who you've been on, to be fair, since midway through at least the college football season. Mm-hmm. Now, we should also point out you're in Raleigh, that's near Chapel Hill, so you get to see him a lot. So take your bow because you were right. Now, he's not definitely coming here, but I mean, if you kind of look at a quote-unquote potential game-changing running back and where the Commanders pick at 29, it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking, and thank you. Now, I must apologize. I didn't hear a lot of the show early because it's just been crazy, the office, and the snowing today. God forbid there's a flurry, so, you know, no one wants to show up. So I had to go in and do a whole bunch of stuff. But thank you, Athan. He shouts me out on Twitter, so I'll know what's going on. And so I thought, well, let me chime in. So,
we should point out, yes, Athan shouted you out on Twitter, but I did give you your, right? Max, you were here.
It's true. He
did. In hour number one, I don't remember exactly when it was. I mentioned Dr. Sabah was first on the case. So you've gotten a couple of shout outs already today. Ben Conti, I think, also gave you one at Fat Poet 10. So everybody understands. See, here's the deal about you, Dr. Sabah. A lot of people don't like certain things that you say, okay?
Uh-huh.
But you always make an impact, okay? One way or the other.
Okay.
And sometimes, there have been times when you've been right where people can't wait to give you praise. Now, sometimes they get on your case about being wrong, too, but that's kind of like the polarizing nature of the show. But you are somebody that, you always worry, if somebody gets mad at you, you always say, did I say something wrong or what? No. You're polarizing. You're interesting. You're different. You're unique. So keep it up.
Well, thank you. As long as the polarization doesn't end up in, gunshots my
way.
Well,
yes. Let's avoid that.
Paulie wanted to put me in the trash can the other day.
Let's avoid that. Yes.
Yes, Paulie owes me an apology, and he didn't apologize about putting me in the trash can. Y'all need to gong him. You got to bring Matt back and gong him. I thought me and Paulie were tight, and he threw me in the trash can just because I said, you know, we lucked out last year on some of the wins. Anyway,
well, he's going to be next after the bottom of the hour break,
so we'll
put his feet to the fire. Okay.
That's why I said, the thing about Omarion is, to me, I've been telling you all this, when I saw him, the first thing I'm thinking of is LaDainian Thompson. He looks like he's not fast, but he's quick. He's really fast, and everything looks easy, and he can handle, contact. It doesn't just fall, but yet he's always upright. It's just, it looks like art when he runs. He's not like B-Raw. I mean, no offense to B-Raw, but his looks like it's a battle every time he's running.
Seems like Omarion is bouncy and shifty from what I can tell, inside zone and up the middle.
Right. Not a Barry Sanders kind of, not a scat. He's got power, but elusiveness, and guess what? When he breaks through the linebacker, he's gone.
I don't need just speed and elusiveness. I mean, that's great.
Right.
You know, of course, you want that. But what you want is somebody who can bounce off of tacklers.
And the breakaway speed, that's what gets you into the first round and the top of the second round. That's what gets you there. Now, the thing about him, though, is, you know, he is played at Carolina. And we have not had a lot of people around him. Our offensive line was horrible. Just ask Drake May and Sam Howell. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he's not coming from the Ohio States. He's not coming from the Alabamas. So to me, I think that means more, meaning he can do more with less. And with him and Jaden, I'm telling you, I think I said this before, he could be our Saquon Barkley, you know? And on the defense, I don't want to do anything kind of free agent-wise, unless it's like an impact player like a Dexter Lawrence or maybe the guy from Cleveland, and then I think the Crosby guy, if he's ever available.
Yeah.
Otherwise, offense and defense, I want to stay young. I want to be kind of like what San Francisco was. They had all the young guys, except I think McCaffrey was the only like veteran, and they were like getting to Super Bowls. I want to do it like that because I think that is more long-term. And definitely, Amari Hampton, I think, is your guy. I pray that we get him, and I hope he doesn't get hurt because I really think he's the real deal. And thank you for the shout-out.
Yeah, you build through the draft. You supplement in free agency.
Right,
and teams that do it that way and do it right that way are going to be more successful than not. Not a guarantee, but more successful than not. Well, I'm glad you're getting your bouquets. You deserve it because you were first on it. So we will see what happens with that.
Yes,
Doc,
sir.
I appreciate you as always.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself and be safe down there in the snow. Before we get to Paul, you got a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. It was Dave Steckel that I was thinking of.
Totally, right.
Yeah. Number 39, huh? How about that? 6'6", 215 pounds. Big boy!
Big guy!
Just saw Alex Ovechkin score his fifth goal of the playoffs back in 2009. I mean, just
what a
weird.
Time.
Just weird. By the way, this is, I don't know what game this is in the series. I can't tell because they've got like some weird graphics going on to cover up the old Versus Network, which was like what I guess NBC Sports Network became, and then that went out, whatever. It was OLN at one point, then it was Versus, like VS with a big, you know, period. Anyway, but Steckel had the overtime winner in game six of the series back in 2009 that we're talking about. I'm trying to pull it up on YouTube now. Game six, May 11th, 2009. And Steckel, tipped one in front in Pittsburgh. Looked like in Pittsburgh. I can't remember. Why am I struggling to remember this?
I think this game was May 4th.
Yeah, it was in Pittsburgh. No, this game, May 4th,
yeah,
that we're watching. Okay, so is later in the series, May 11th, game six. And it was in Pittsburgh. He tipped one home to force a game seven. And, of course, they lost game seven at home.
Well.
It's amazing to see, like, how I don't want to say the wrong thing, but, like, how guys change, like, body-wise, right? Like, like Alex Ovechkin was kind of so thin, and not that he's fat by any means.
He wasn't as physical as
he used to be, and yet he was a physical monster. But yet he wasn't as big and as thick, you know. And
like years of drinking Coca-Cola on the bench and eating chicken parm before every game, you'll gain some weight.
Yeah. There's some other things. Sure, absolutely. What a beautiful deflection by Steckel, man. Oh. Man, love it. Anyway, all right. So there's that. Lots of playoff games that were obviously played here. Let me get to this. I'm going to throw this out, and then we'll get to Paulie. So PFF came up with a team-by-team dream scenario.
Ooh,
a scenario. Okay. It's not a scenario. It's a scenario, as Coach Sheehan would call it. So basically what they did was they came up with a pairing, a free agent signing, and a first-round draft pick selection.
Sure.
Okay. So kind of what we're talking about, but different way. You want to guess what PFF said was the Commanders' dream offseason scenario? Free agent signing, if you had to guess just one?
Myles Garrett.
Not a free agent.
Oh, free agent signing. Sorry. I thought you, for some reason, trade was boggling around my mind. Free agent signing. Ooh. I mean, we've been throwing Chris Godwin around. T. Higgins is not on this list.
No, T. Higgins is on this list because he's their number one free agent.
Well, then I guess it's going to be T. Higgins.
You are correct. Now, again, I think everybody understands that some of these lists are done before.
Right, before the announcements
are made. And there weren't a lot of people, myself included. I don't know if you thought differently. I did not think Cincinnati was going to double tag T. Higgins.
I didn't either, but I mean,
so that threw me for a loop. That's
why I piss off Joe.
Yeah, and that's why I also say, hey man, listen, like that could be like to force T. Higgins' hand a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're not going to let you be a free agent, so you better come to us and you better work with us, mm-hmm. and we've got 2 weeks to do this. So that, you know, sometimes you leak stories like this to reporters who will gobble it up because it's news
yep.
that you plan to use the franchise tag, but you don't have to use it until I think it's March 4th is the deadline, right? But sometimes that kind of forces the hand of the agent and the wide receiver. They're not going to let us go, and we're not going to get to the open market. We got to, you know, maybe we got to lower our prices so we can get the long-term deal. Whatever. I mean, there's all sorts of scenarios. So anyway, they list T. Higgins as the dream scenario free agent signing. And then for the first round pick, they go edge. Not surprising, Mykal Williams out of Georgia. And some of the thought, you know, at least in this is, you know, the Commanders will likely be in on the Myles Garrett sweepstakes. But if they don't land him, they could stay aggressive in the draft and trade up for an edge defender, which would make Williams, and this is, again, according to PFF, more compelling here. Now, they describe him as a still-developing pass rusher, but an explosive, high-ceiling player with violent playing style that Dan Quinn covers. I don't know enough about him. I mean, I've seen flashes of him. I would have to study him. I don't know. I mean, listen, at 29, I can deal with a guy whose ceiling has not been met yet and who's still developing as a pass rusher. But if I'm going to trade up, and we're not presumably talking trade up 29 to 28 here.
Yeah.
If I'm going to trade up into the low 20s or maybe even higher, do I want to trade up, trade more assets than I've already traded, remember, in the Marshawn Lattimore deal?
Correct.
Trade up, surrender more assets for a player that's still a little bit raw and still might be a year away if he ever reaches that, even not top-end ceiling, but that good ceiling. And you're just hoping, banking on, okay, we can't teach athleticism. We can't teach some of the skills he already has. But now we can teach him how to take better angles, better leverage, better pad, better technique, what have you. I mean, I know teams do it all the time. If you're asking me whether I would like them to trade up in a spot like this for a still developing player, that's going to take a lot of convincing for me.
Yeah.
Especially considering that I traded essentially three picks in my draft for Marshawn Lattimore. But that's what PFF says. Your reaction to that. We'll go over some other teams here coming up. But first, I want to get to Pauly, who's been hanging out here on the Team 980. What up, Pauly? How are you?
Yeah, hell to the W, man.
Uh-oh, I can tell he's annoyed already.
Yeah, you've been annoying me, man. And you're lucky I ain't got a lot of time out here, man.
Well, that's good. That's good for everybody.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good for you. Let me start out here with Sabah. Sabah, I don't owe you no apology. You said what you said, and I said what I said, and I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to stand on my business on that one. I do owe you a T-shirt. I do. And I love you. So, and just my personal life was so crazy past 6-8 months, you know. But I got you on your T-shirt, okay, because I love you. But I don't discriminate against criticism. I got a DM from Jonesy a couple weeks ago. He was mad at me, too, because I was criticizing him. Hey, you're going to say something crazy, I'm going to call you out on it. That's all it is to it, all right? Two, I'm not signing or trading for a high-profile wide receiver when we got Terry, who just had a franchise record-setting season. How the hell does that look, trading or signing a high-profile free agent or trading for a receiver and then paying him more money to Terry? That festers bad culture, all right? I'm going to reward my – if any receiver going to get a raise, it's going to be my guy who got a lot left in the tank, all right? Three, I don't need no old running back. I need a guy with some fresh legs and a fresh body, all right? So the guy from North Carolina might be good. I don't know. They say there's a lot of running backs out here. But if you want to get the guy that's a total package, size, power, and speed, then it's definitely going to have to be a first-round pick because Jahmyr Gibbs is a first-round pick. A man in Atlanta, first-round pick. Saquon, first-round pick. These guys are not going to, you know, you might luck up and find one, second, third round or whatever. But for the most part, you got to get these guys early in the draft, man. So, you know, right now you might get a second-tier guy, and you could team him up with Robinson and Eckler or whatever. But right now, man, we need to be concentrating on defense and big guys who eat bacon, who smell like bacon, like Smoot would say. So that's all I got to say. Russell, I'm going to get – I'm going to be listening tomorrow.
Wait, what was your problem with me and all your in all your diatribe and explanation? What was your problem with me?
One problem with me with you was the whole Saquon thing, talking about he wasn't that dynamic, or what are you talking about? He's always been dynamic.
He wasn't the same player in New York as he was in Philadelphia. I mean, he was good. He was very good, but he wasn't the same player. Come on.
He was the same player.
No, he wasn't.
Did he get the same amount? Yeah, he was too. Did he get the same amount of yards? Of course he did. He get 2,000? Of course he didn't. Because he was their only weapon. But he
right, that was the point. That was the point.
The only time he – no, but he had the same talent and he was doing
– nobody said he was a bad player and he came out of nowhere. I've been a huge Saquon Barkley fan.
He was the same player. The same –
okay.
Player, man.
Okay.
And the only reason why people was doubting that stuff was just because that was during the time where people was like, the guys who get paid to make the decisions were saying, you shouldn't pay that much money for a running back, or you shouldn't draft a running back in the first round because you can get five more of the same running back in the later round, which ended up being stupid because now everybody wants a running back. You know what I mean? So, I disagree with you on that, Saquon. Saquon has always been dynamic, man.
Okay.
Coming out of Penn State, everybody was salivating over him. You know what I mean? So, it is what it is with that. But like I said, about us, receiver, man. If I hear anybody else say receiver, I'm going to come find you myself. And I ain't going to hurt you. I'm going to take a pencil and stab it in my ear as you keep telling me about getting a receiver.
All right.
Sabah, I love you. You know you Sabah, you know you always part of the tribe.
Caller on like caller said, crime.
I just don't discriminate against nobody.
Yeah,
That's all it is.
Yeah, you just hate everybody.
I just like to pummel everybody. I don't hate. I didn't say something crazy, I'm gonna respond to it.
Okay.
But like I said, I got you, Sabah, and I will get you your shirt.
There
too.
You go.
Love all y'all, man. Right. Hail to the W.
See you, Paulie. Appreciate you. You know, somewhere inside of Paulie and all that bluster, there's a really good guy. And I know that. And he's gone through a lot this year. And, I always let him kind of explain that just because I don't like to talk about everybody's own personal life, right? Like there's parts of my personal life that I don't talk about on the radio. It's just a weird thing about me, right? I'm an open book, but I'm not a completely open book.
Of course.
But he's been through a lot, right? So you can see it, you can hear it. But so he's saying, he's like, hey, listen, I might like you, I might be, I might be cool with you, I might enjoy your calls. But as soon as you say something stupid in his mind, he's going to come after you. Now, the problem is when he comes after me for saying, the point that I was trying to make was Saquon Barkley was a great player, always has been. That's why he was number two over Sam Darnold, which was the absolute right decision. But he didn't have the same impact or ability to impact in New York because he was not properly surrounded like he was in Philadelphia. That's what I said. I didn't say he was a bad player in New York. I didn't say he was a completely different player in Philadelphia this year than he ever had been in New York. He just wasn't surrounded, so he couldn't have the same impact. He couldn't have the same impact. All right, time to take a timeout. 250, Team 980. When we return, more on dream offseason scenarios and a PGA Tour beat dude making up a rumor. Kind of, sort of. We'll delve into that coming up here on the Team 980, always live and free and on demand on the Odyssey app. Is this a tribute to Amy Lawrence?
Yeah.
Now the former overnight host at Infinity Sports Network. I was just on with her a couple of weeks ago. Big surprise, she retired after the Super Bowl. Congratulations to her. Able to get a little more sleep.
Yeah, I couldn't. 2 to 6 is...
That's a tough shift.
On the East Coast?
On the East Coast, that's a tough shift. Well, I used to do that. Like, there was a period in time back in 2017 into 2018
mm-hmm.
where I was traveling up to New York City every weekend to do that shift on Friday night into Saturday, Saturday night into Sunday. And my buddy Fred, God bless him, his heart, he would drive from Douglaston, Queens to Midtown, or Upper Manhattan, I guess it was, to pick me up
Long
at
6 drive.
In the morning. Right, drive me back to his place. His wife, son, Fred himself. I mean, they'd get me breakfast. They'd let me sleep a couple hours, whatever it is. I could never really sleep because there was so much football on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd bring me back to the train station at like 5:30 in the afternoon so that I could take the train back into Manhattan, watch all the games that I needed to watch, go back on the air at 1 a.m., I think it was, Saturday night into Sunday morning. Right, do 1 to 5, get off the air at 5, walk to the Javits Convention Center, which is, you know, I don't know, several blocks at 5:30 in the morning to catch a bus to come back here to Washington, D.C. to get dropped off to go to a bar in Fairfax to do a post-game show for the Commanders, then the Redskins.
Man.
I mean, that's hard living right there.
Yeah, it's the life we live in the media biz.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know, some of the cool things we get to do, right, is sometimes we get to go to cool places.
It's true.
Not all the time. We might be going to Brazil.
We
don't. I caught you there, huh? We might be going to Brazil. I'll tell you how and why. We might be going to other places, too.
Yeah.
I will tell you, you could go to Sin City. Are you ready to win it big? And live it up in Las Vegas, baby. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas right here on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with 3 friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first 2 rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. We'll take the time out for the top of the hour. A couple of more interesting teams on this dream offseason scenario that PFF cooked up. Again, they have T. Higgins as the free agent signing. Now, I believe this was done slightly before the report came out. So, again, take it with a grain of salt. But it's still not... It's still just a report. It's not official. And Mikel Williams, the edge defender from Georgia in a possible trade-up scenario. We'll go through a couple of other teams that piqued my interest as well. We'll get to that wackadoo rumor that was started by a PGA golf reporter and has nothing to do with the Commanders. We'll tackle that. Plus, Mark Lerner has spoke, and the Nationals keep tinkering with their roster and adding. So we'll go over some of that stuff in the 3 o'clock hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.